The Williamston Middle School gym was packed with close to 200 people for Monday night's school board meeting. On the agenda was a public hearing on the board's proposed policy for transgender and nonconforming students. 73 people gave public comment on the policy, and they were generally split pretty evenly down the middle, for and against. One aspect of the policy is that students shall have access to restrooms, locker rooms, and changing rooms that correspond with their gender identity. This drew criticism that students who are not transgender could pretend to be another gender in order to access a different bathroom. The policy also outlines how to handle bullying against transgender students. Critics said Monday that the school board should focus on enforcing the bullying policy they already have. Many parents, like Scott Lucas, took issue with the part of the policy that says school staff shouldn't disclose information that reveals a transgender or nonconforming student's identity to others, including the student's parents.
But to take the parents out of the equation just because some parents might not be able to deal with the issue is ludicrous to me.
Some parents spoke in favor of the policy, and some of those parents have transgender children. They expressed the need for their children to feel safe at school and to know that they can rely on their administration for support. A few transgender people spoke as well, like Ava, a former Williamston student. She talked about the anxiety she feels whenever she uses a public restroom.
I try and get in and out as quickly as possible so that I don't have to deal with someone. I don't want to upset anybody by my existence, but I can't really help the fact that I exist.
Greg Talberg is the school board president. He says that even though some who commented said no policy is needed, he believes the school board can find a way to write a policy that will work.
I know we heard the community keep saying that we don't need this policy, but I don't think that not doing an adequate job with existing bullying should prevent us from trying to stop bullying against transgender students. So I heard what the community said. I just don't think the two things are mutually exclusive. I think we should do both better.
Talberg says the next step is for the policy committee to meet, to look at the public's concerns, and work to come to a consensus so they can bring something back to the board in the coming weeks. For WKAR News, I'm Katie Cook.